Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, as there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colleen Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or
Yes.
wait until November?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Victoria Nieve Criado?
No idea.
Okay, that's fine. Nathan Johnson?
Don't know him.
Colleen Allred?
Very favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Sorry, don't know her.
That's fine. Clay Jenkins?
Favorable.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Don't know him.
Yasmin Simon?
Yeah, don't know her either.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Somewhat favorable.
And Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Ginsburg, thank you very much. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it guns, like sensible guns sales laws, requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons? Is it education, like Governor Abbott's voucher to plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay? Local control, like state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights? Abortion, like Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting freedoms, women's freedoms? Or voting rights? Like restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy.
Voting rights.
Voting rights, thank you. And what is the next most important issue out of the list? Is it guns, education, local control, or abortion?
Abortion.
Thank you very much. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs and business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
Well, certainly one who would win.
Okay, so would it be the first one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. The first statement is, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Certainly would make it more likely I'd vote for her.
So between definitely vote for or probably vote for?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin will work to pass a common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Probably.
Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
I don't care.
Okay, so does not impact your opinion?
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, it doesn't affect my opinion. Very good. Good interpretation.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Probably.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk and their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is the fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. Yasmin Simon is a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic, killing thousands of Texans.
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildfire Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. So that does not impact your opinion?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
Probably.
Probably. And the last one for this section is, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Thank you. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I guess Simon.
Simon, thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. We are at 80%. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or does not matter to you. The first one is, Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. Since in 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today.
I'm sorry, who's saying this, or is this a fact?
These are just negative political statements.
By who?
Well, in general.
Well, that's not helpful. I can't make a decision.
That's fine. What we need to know is if that statement would lead you to or cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't.
Yeah,
matter.
I'm sorry, but I'd need to know the source to answer the question. And if you don't know the source or can't tell me the source, then I can't answer the question.
Yeah, it just says that political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates.
Right, but they could be false if they came from the wrong source. So I really can't verify the statement one way or the other.
Okay, that's fine then. The next one is, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Yeah, see, I'm going to answer the same to all of these.
Okay, that's
unless
fine.
You can tell me what the source is, then I'm not really comfortable answering the question at all.
Yeah, that's fine then. But I cannot choose for you. We still have three statements to go through. And
you're just going to have to skip them all.
Yes, I cannot choose for you, sir.
I'm telling you that I won't be able to answer any of them without knowing the source. You can't tell me the source. Therefore, the answer is the same to all of them. I can't answer the question.
Well, these are just general statements.
Yeah, I know. You've said that before. I've heard you every time, and I've said those general statements could be coming from a nefarious source.
Yes, that's why we want to know.
If you tell me that the statements are absolutely true, then I can make a decision.
So that's why we want to know if those statements would lead you to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or just not matter.
Just not matter.
So what about Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party? She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Thank you. Yasmin and her husband, well, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firms contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you. And the last statement is, Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Same, Simon.
Simon, thank you. And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Voting rights.
Voting rights. Thank you very much. And now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Some graduate work.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. Lastly, which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? Is it African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
White.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate
it. Sure, thanks.